And welcome to Season 8, Episode 42 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, once again blessed beyond words to be here with my two compatriots, the Chief and the Goon. How are you, sir?
I'm happy to be home. Been doing a lot of traveling, yeah. As you'll hear.
Yes, we everybody's been going places except me. I'm here holding down the fort, so to speak. Not my little
way.
Is that a weight joke? Yeah, I'm so big I can hold buildings down because, you know, they float away on their own. It's okay.
They do in North Carolina.
Good
point. Wasn't really on their own. That's
There was a little help there. Ooh, we're doing weather jokes now. Awesome. Whether we like to or not. Oh, so bad.
But I'm ching,
yeah. That was almost as bad as the one I did with you guys and Mr. Browning. Did you see that?
Unfortunately, I did.
Oh, man, that was painful. So I'll include this in the show notes. There's a patient. He has a rather large arrow stuck in the forehead, and the doctor asks him just a few questions first. Are you a pepper because you have an arrow in your head? Habanero. Get it. Okay. Yeah, quiet. I get it. Yeah. No problem. I'm with you.
I'm sorry. Showcat just left the room.
Really? Oh, man. Okay. I'm so sorry. It's been that kind of day, you know, that you need a few dad jokes every now and then. How are things with you, fair number one chief of the universe?
I got allergies. And when I go into the desert, I'm like, I should have no allergies.
But it's a dry heat.
No, see, that's the thing. Well, number one, there was no heat. And then number two, I said, what is causing me to sneeze nonstop? And they said, we think it's mesquite, because that's what we have here that most places don't. I said, can you get rid of it? And they said, no.
Mesquite is a wood, and it's, I mean, anybody who, like, you know, smokes food, not smokes the wood.
Okay, because
that would be weird.
I don't smoke.
I'm not quite sure what would happen if you lit it up and stuck it in your face. But apparently you're allergic to wood burning now. That's not good.
I don't know if it was wood burning or it was just the woods trying to create more wood.
Maybe mesquite repels reptiles the same way it repels insects.
I thought that was cedar.
Mesquite, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Neither did I. And I live in cedar, and I don't have any problems.
You live in cedar? Your whole house is cedar? No, it's not, is it?
Yeah. Boy, a lot of it was.
Hmm.
Those way big columns were cedar, aren't they, Chief?
That is correct.
Oh.
The wood... All the wood in the house that was used was unfortunately cedar, mm-hmm. because it is so expensive to replace. That is not fun.
So the ghosts liked cedar then.
Apparently they do. Showcat has decided to forgive you. She wanted me to tell you.
Well, I appreciate her benevolence.
But she says she's going to complain about the jokes for a little while.
As opposed to
Goonchild, who would just hang up.
Wow. She just hangs up on you?
If the dad joke is truly bad and she hangs up, that's how I know I have a good one.
Oh, okay. Is that like a meter?
Yeah. It's a rating system.
Is it like the quicker she hangs up, the better the joke kind of thing?
Yeah.
So you chew on it for a little bit, then she hangs up on you?
Exactly. This just shows the difference in styles for American versus European parenting.
Well, they have no sense of humor in Europe.
No, apparently not, because if my kids were to hang up on my wife will find them and then continue.
And then you will have less kids.
No, because they, I mean, once it was a mistake, and like, I asked him, where are you? He said, I'm at the ogre's house. And I was like, that's over two. I'm like, what did you do on there? Apparently he lost connection. and you don't do that.
She thought, wow.
But, you know, and it's not relegated just to her kids. She was talking to the nephew who, you know, literally fighting a war and getting injured and stuff.
Right.
And he stops talking to her. So she first messages me like, I'm going to do something. Then she says, get a ticket to Poland and I will cross over. And I was like, wow, like what did he?
Does he owe her money?
No, this is just how they are. It's respect.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not disrespect. Sometimes it's a crappy connection.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, so he survived the bombing.
Yeah.
And then he goes into the hospital and, you know, he's drugged up because they're doing surgery on him.
Mm-hmm.
Unknown assailants stole his identity, all his belongings, all his money.
Including his phone?
Yes.
Yikes.
To which he had to borrow someone else's phone so that he could call his wife so that she could pre-purchase a bus ticket so that he could get home.
Mm. He's home.
He is currently home because he may be disabled.
Gee whiz.
So that is the update from over there.
I mean, the good side being that he's, you know, not being shot at, of course.
Yeah, no, he's not being shot at directly anymore. Now it's just those indirect things that are going on.
Am I falling from the sky?
Yeah.
It is a mess. Well, you know, it'll all be fixed in a week.
That is actually what they are hoping. That hope is not just for this country. Apparently, this is a global hope at this point.
Well, yes, I think there's a good chance that there's a lot more people. They may not say it out loud, but there's a lot of people out there who are going, please, please, please make things different in a week. Oh, my God.
If you listen to the Rogan Orange Man experience, you didn't need to. You could have paused the video and just gone to the comments, and you would have seen, hello from this country, hello from that country. Please wait.
I have to tell you, that was personally inspiring. 3 hours of video. I am a software developer by trade, and usually, you know, it takes me a little while to put together an application, especially, you know, give it some thought, think about it, do some design work. I upgraded my computer to Windows 11. They took away a feature I really liked. I sat down, was listening to Rogan and Trump, and on the left-hand side of my screen, my other two screens had software. I had the application done by the time they finished. I was like, I have to find a way to, like, encapsulate whatever that was and run that at work. I will become hyper-efficient.
Nice.
It was like, eesh. I got a whole thing done. I was like, and it really was good. You know, it's funny if you listen. I'll be honest with you, I had always listened to clips of Rogan. I've never actually sat down and listened to an entire 3-hour episode with somebody. Because, I mean, you know, he interviews a lot of people and I really don't find any of them interesting enough for me to, you know, devote 3 hours to. But, you know, you got to listen to the old man, see how he does. Because I was watching it. So no breaks, no water, constant conversation. At one point, he's like an hour and 40 minutes in, all of a sudden Trump is interviewing Rogan and he's asking him things about, you know, how he got his start with UFC and da, 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 da. And, you know, Rogan's just swinging with it. And I'm like, okay, so this went from being an interrogation to a conversation. That's pretty impressive stuff. Regardless of what you think about Trump, you know.
Was it ever really an interrogation?
No. Well, okay, to his own credit, Rogan had a certain number of things that he wanted to talk about, and he was going to do his darndest to keep Trump on target. So, I mean, you know, an interrogatory as opposed to interrogation. How's that?
Yeah, because there were fights the following day, but they're in Abu Dhabi, so obviously he did not go. And Eddie Bravo,
uh-huh,
who is the MMA version of Alex Jones,
Wow.
He was asking questions. And he's like, you know, you keep saying you wanted to do this. I didn't hear an answer. And he's like, yeah, that's because of the weave. And he's like, please explain. He was like, I'm gonna answer your question, but first I'm gonna take you on a journey.
Right.
We're going to talk about all these other things. But don't worry, I'll get back to it. Because it all comes together nicely. You're like, no, it doesn't. Look, man, I'm trying to find out this one thing. And then at the end, he said, so did you get an answer to the question? He said, I don't think I did. And that question was, what was it like on your first day?
Right, yeah. So it's an interesting way. It's a very wide-ranging question. It's not very many words, right? And I can see how you could answer it. Well, okay, so it's my first day and I was checking out the office and all this. Or I have this stack of things to do. Or, you know, I'm going through the White House and checking out all the cool rooms, which is kind of the way Trump answered it, you know. So, I mean, you know, a little more, you know, direction in the question might have been better. He wouldn't have weaved so much.
I don't know. That is just his nature.
Yeah.
Much like the scorpion. He paints the picture.
We all respond to our natures. Well, I can tell you how things appear to stand in Michigan since I was just coming back from there.
Yeah, so you went and did a little recon in a swing state because ain't nothing swinging here.
Yeah, well, Hurricane had a conference in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I agreed to chauffeur her out there.
Wow. Hate airplanes.
I really hate Pete Buttigieg's Department of Transportation and what they've done to air travel.
No argument there.
And I've, in the 4 years that he's been in, I have stopped traveling because he's just made it too difficult, too much trouble. And I like driving anyway, you know that.
I do.
But
somewhere
like
in a parallel universe, you got an 18-wheeler.
Yep, that's me. And instead of me wearing a snowman t-shirt, maybe it's snowman wearing a goon t-shirt.
Very possible.
But would you like the car trouble story first or the trip first?
Are they intertwined?
Yes.
Yes.
Because while I have had no trouble with the new car up until this trip, that is no longer true. But all I can say is thank God for Jacob the Israeli.
Really? Even long distance?
Well, no. The day before 2 days before I left on the trip, I brought in the car to have an oil change because it was due.
Mm-hmm. Good man.
And he scolded me because it was overdue on the ticket. He's like, and I love the way he does it. You can't read the ticket I put on the windshield for you.
Is that the nice Israeli version of, what are you, stupid?
It's like being scolded by your grandfather.
You couldn't have called me.
So I go, he calls up and he goes, the treads on one of your tires is separated. Now, this is probably due to the trip to Georgia that we talked about previously.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the car needed new tires, and Jacob knows I'm cheap. Right?
As does the rest of the world.
Yeah. And if they hadn't known by now they know for sure.
Your prices are ridiculous.
Well, I told him, just replace that one tire and I'll get the rest of it fixed when I get back. And he goes, no, that's not safe. It's a long trip for you and your wife. We're not going to do that. I will put four tires on and you can settle up with me when you get back. And then he calls and he goes, we have a problem. I took off the left front tire and the axle came with it because it's broken.
Oh, ouch.
Remember, it's all-wheel drive car, so it has four axles.
Mm-hmm. Well, three.
Well, yeah, then it had three. He goes, yeah, you tore the boot. All the grease came out. The parts wore out. You need a new axle. I'm like, holy crap, should I take one of my other cars for the trip? He goes, no, I get it all done. And he did.
Wow.
And You recall the previous problems we had when you turned like to the right and it would jerk, and I thought it was the transmission, and I had it serviced. Jacob serviced it, and that fixed it a little, but didn't quite make it go away. It's all gone.
It was the axle.
I'm thinking it was the axle the whole time.
Or your car wanted to be a NASCAR.
Oh, could be. Could be, but four brand new tires, and it is alleged by the hurricane that on the trip back from Grand Rapids, it was Sunday at 4 a.m, and I'm driving between Grand Rapids and Detroit. Mm-hmm. There's about 3 hours of highway with nobody on it.
Except you.
Right. And you know what I learned driving the car? You know, if you drive it a certain way, there are three numbers on the speedometer.
And those are not kilometers.
The digital speedometer goes up to three numbers. Who knew?
You've always been a fan of multiple numbers, like six digits in your mileage. And
that's how cars come.
That my little Escape has just become brand new to you. I'm at 104 now.
Exactly. So anyway, we get there, and we had opted to go a day early because Hurricane had scheduled a tour for us to tour Amway World Headquarters, which is near Grand Rapids. They have a mile-long factory facility.
Yeesh.
And, you know, I'm a geek. I wanted to see it. So she did an early morning tour on Friday. We got up there on Thursday. As we're driving into the hotel, we get a text message from the organizers of her conference. Sorry, guys. Kamala is having a rally right across from the hotel tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. You're not going to be able to get your car out of the garage.
Wow. You were in the security envelope.
Yes, for sure. And we were staying in a 24-story hotel.
Mm-hmm. Does he get free lunch?
No. No, but because we got out right before they locked everything down.
Oh, nice.
Because we had that early tour.
You left and everybody to be forced to interact with that.
Right. And by the time we were done, you know, it was after they were done.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning we get up, Hurricane says, come on, there's a Starbucks downstairs. We'll go have breakfast there. Okie doke. And so first of all, I'm expecting the hotel to be full of rally goers and maybe some political types, probably a bunch of news media. All people I could care less about.
Were you hoping to run into somebody from CNN? With your car?
They should be hoping to run into me. They'd learn what the term funny but wrong means. We get into the elevator. The elevator goes down one. We were on like the 14th floor. Mm-hmm. The elevator goes down one story, stops, opens up a guy all in black with a rifle and not so Secret Service on his back. So we rode down in the elevator with a Secret Service guy, whom I complimented in spite of all the bad press they were getting. They were doing the right thing, right? Mm-hmm. Covering all the tall buildings in the area.
So, he was on the 13th floor?
Yeah, this hotel does have a 13th floor.
That's just awkward.
Does it have a grassy knoll outside too?
This was in a park right across the river from where we were, and indeed there was a grassy knoll. And here's the thing, though. I found all that out later with your guys' help, as you know,
mm-hmm.
because I could not find the rally. I looked. I figured, well, Hurricane's going to the conference. I'll go see what a rally looks like. Actually, you two were egging me on to go.
With a big sign.
Running across with a sign that says SWTF, swimming with the fish.
I think that would have been awesome.
I do too. But
until they wrestled you to the ground.
And one of you sent me a photo of the rally, which had less people than a family picnic at my place.
That's right. The people were numbering in the tens.
I first of all, I don't understand why you do a political rally on a Friday between 9 a.m. and noon.
Because most of your supporters don't work.
right next to the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum, but let's not go there.
You trip over the stairs.
I mean, literally, there was no one there. I saw very few Kamala and what's her knucklehead Veeps name?
Beyonce.
Tampon Tim.
Thank you. I saw a few of those signs and lots of Trump signs. So I don't know how Michigan's going to go, but it didn't.
She's lost the Muslim vote in Michigan.
Yeah, just you lost that a while ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do we know if Grand Rapids is like a conservative area of Michigan? It's a purple state, so you never really know. I know Detroit is probably blue.
Well, let's see. If we went and looked at the...
I'm just guessing at this point.
2020 Michigan, spell Michigan, right? Election results by county. Here we go. Look at this. Son of a gun. I can find everything on the internet. And I'm waiting for Politico. Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay, here we go. So, yes, apparently, Grand Rapids itself is blue. But it's like one of the very few blue places. But there's so many people in Grand Rapids and Lansing and Detroit that all that red only accounted for 47% of the vote, and Biden got 51% of the vote. So
when I went out into the hinterlands, like I went to an apple orchard.
Yeah.
That was probably red. That was, I don't know.
If you get
20 miles outside.
If you literally get outside of Grand Rapids, Lansing, and Detroit, you're in red country. Except for Marquette County, which is up in the, the Upper Peninsula, they call it?
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess they got to have some people up there with frozen brains.
Well, yeah. I'll include this link for everybody so they can all know what we're talking about.
Yeah. But there was a non-rally and the not-so-secret service, so... I don't know that this means anything.
Right.
I will say I also had a ghost tour, which was pretty cool.
You couldn't find a live person to give you the tour?
The owner of the company gave us the tour.
Is he alive?
And it was funny because she sent out a note. Again, I found stuff for myself to do while my wife was at her conference.
Let me guess. The tour was at the rally. Because no one was there.
It would have been appropriate. They had to change the meeting spot. And she goes, I hope you can all find this. We're going to meet in the historic lobby.
Sorry.
Yeah. We're gonna meet in the historic lobby of the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel. Amway's a big deal out there in Grand Rapids.
Sure. Where were you staying again?
I was staying at the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel. Funny you should ask.
Man.
He goes, we're going to meet at the fountain. Do you think you can find it? Pretty sure.
I fall down the elevator shaft.
It's right next to the Starbucks, so I got you covered.
I don't even have to put shoes on to go. Yeah.
She told us that the gold leaf in the roof of the historic lobby was real gold leaf and represented one of the largest applications of gold leaf in the world. She had a lot of historic facts, which I liked, and a lot of cool ghost stories. And she's like, listen, she was telling us that a competitor came in, stole all of her and the other entrepreneurs who do tours like this, stole all their stories by recording them secretly while they were on the tour, and is now running their own tours. And she also told me that a copyright lawyer said, yeah, you probably have a case, but I'm going to charge you $1,000 just to send him a cease and desist letter. So we're going to use a hurricane's legal service and tell her about it because that's only $50 a month and they'll send a cease and desist.
Sure.
Probably won't do any good, but at least it's a start. I've had them send cease and desist to me. I mean, you know. It didn't help. Crutch still bothers me. So
that's only because I can't read.
So that was my Michigan story. I enjoyed Michigan. except for it being purple, I could see myself, I could see it as a retirement place. I drove out to Lake Michigan to the shore because I'd never seen the lake, and wow, that's a big lake.
I don't think SoCat believes you.
It's a lot of water, SoCat. I'm telling you the truth. She came right in at that. That's interesting. And we've got her doing that, and we've got the Canine Protective Force at 2 a.m. when they hear leaves hitting the house. We need to raise the alarm in case it's someone coming to murder us in our beds.
They care, okay?
They do.
You've got to give them that.
They do. They do. I had an interesting discussion with the ghost tour operator. One of the things she told me.
It was a lady, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I was intentionally using my charisma.
Well, it's a passive skill for you now.
Well, I mean, I wasn't trying to influence her. By the way, did you see that American Airlines now has technology they're testing at National?
Uh-oh.
To beep and shame you if you try to get on in a boarding group that's not the one you're supposed to be on.
Tell me they call it the goon machine.
You know, my first thought was, really, that's the best you got? United had that, and I got on anyway.
Well, there's that, too. Yeah. Nothing will stop the goon.
You just look around and look like, what is that noise? What's going on?
Couldn't possibly.
Oh, my goodness, I've gotten on in the wrong group. I'm so sorry. Let me step aside.
Darns.
Oh, no, honey. You just walk right on.
Mm-hmm.
If we were comic book characters, Crutch would be ahead of me with a little dark cloud over him. Gee.
No, I'd be doing my best Yosemite Sam imitation. Raya, 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 saya, raya.
Shooting guns into the crowd.
Exactly.
I think that's frowned upon in airports nowadays.
I've heard that. I've heard that we should never do that in an airport.
Well, I would say that this lady has more charisma than I do because of one of the things that she got me to do during the tour.
Huh?
She decided, it's a family show, don't worry.
We're going to look up Only Goon.
She has.
Oh, there we go. There's a new business for Abby Bowl.
If you look up Creepy Annabelle Doll, Doll, you will find out, you'll find her tours.
Really?
I believe it's called Tours of Michigan.
Okay.
And because she doesn't do just ghost tours. She does others as well. And I would go again, by the way. If you're in Grand Rapids and you don't pick this company,
mm-hmm.
you're missing out.
Okay.
But she said, well, we have a ghost that I had a psychic with us who told me his name. And I looked up what she told me. And by God, there was a real settler with that name who helped build Grand Rapids.
Hmm.
And she also found out that his wife's name was Annabelle. And she goes, I want to do something to honor his wife's memory. So I got all the dolls that my kids and my neighbors had that were, had received too much love in the course of their lives.
Wow.
And we invite you to carry them around so they can enjoy the tour too. And she gave me a little tiny sleeping baby doll with its eyes closed. And so I put I put Annabelle in my jacket, and we went on the tour together. You know, so she had enough charisma to get me to do that, which you know I probably wouldn't do.
Right.
However, Annabelle kept asking questions.
Did she?
She would say something, and I would raise my hand and go, "Annabelle wants to know."
Yeah.
And one of the
sounds like. Problem.
Go ahead.
Because, okay, so you stuffed a human-like doll in your jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I left her head out so she could see. It was cold.
Okay.
Didn't want her to get a chill.
Okay. I mean, you're always thinking of others. That is true.
Showcat just bit me.
I can only allow you to lie.
Showcat doesn't have a BS flag. That's the best he can do.
And She told me that North Carolina, or not North Carolina, Grand Rapids mm-hmm. used to be the hub of the furniture industry.
Hub.
If you owned a furniture company, all of your showrooms were in Grand Rapids, and upwards of 500,000 salesmen a year from various companies would come to look at the furniture you had for that year.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 90s, they lost it all. And Annabelle wanted to know why. And the answer is, anybody?
I don't know.
Why they all moved to North Carolina?
Would it be the lack of organized onions?
Yes, that would be it. No union labor in North Carolina. And it just got to be too expensive to perform their business in Michigan, so they all moved to North Carolina.
Hey, Boeing.
And left it a ghost town. And if it wasn't for the families that are behind Amway and other corporations, Grand Rapids would be, they said it was so bad that down their main shopping street in the 90s, you could roll a bowling ball at 6 p.m. on Friday night and hit no one because nobody was coming into the city.
Wow. Not so grand.
Got me thinking about, you know, are unions a good thing? In some ways they are. I bet the management of Boeing doesn't think so right now.
They got a little problem. They got rid of the pension because pensions are a death sentence for any large business. It's they become untenable once you get to a certain size. And let's be honest, Boeing is past that size.
They're big, that's for sure. What, 100,000 employees?
Yeah, then they all want their pension back. We were sold a bill of goods with a 401k. Well, no, it is what it is, but, you know.
Yeah, we were all sold that same bill of goods.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, some of us returned it. I don't want. I was actually doing that. So there are people that work with you fine fellows, and they wanted to retire. And they said, how do you retire? And I said, simple, you do this, this, and this. They said, oh, well, I have plenty of that. And I said, then you could do this no problem. And I said, well, I'm scared. And I said, then do it on paper, track it, and then see what it would do for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get to learn the truth about somebody. Because if you do it on paper, which is free, and you track it, which is free, and they still don't do it, then they're not serious.
Right.
But those that are serious, you know what happens to them? They retire.
Well, a couple more significant outlays and then I'm out the door. That's my plan.
My outlays are getting smaller with Goonchild. So.
Yeah.
Since I'm doing most of the talking,
that's okay.
You know what happened to me? What's today? Monday, right? What happened to me on Saturday?
On Saturday, what?
Yeah, I got promoted to Taekwondo.
Hey, congratulations!
I got another. I now have 3 black stripes out of 4. So I'm a brown belt with 3 black stripes.
I hear you can use a little OxyClean. Works right on.
You know, I'm proud of them because it's taken a lot of muscle ache to get this far.
That's fantastic. I do not engage in martial arts.
I'd be happy to spar you. And you can see what it's like
to be someone's punching bag. Thank you. No.
You want to really try it out?
Bury me in the gold dearth.
We'll get chief and we'll just double team you a little bit.
Whoa! Excuse me.
Push him this way. All right. So I have had to.
And the conversation went awkward.
Yeah, I've been educating people on the new English lexicon of thus millennials.
Phrases you're not allowed to use anymore.
Yes.
Is that one of them? I'm sorry.
So that would make you quite zesty. And you're not bringing me into that. We're not tag-teaming anyone or any, none of that stuff, sir.
Okay? Not what I was talking about. It's a family show.
I'm feeling a little awkward.
Did anybody ask you to talk? Just stand there and be quiet.
Just stand here and look pretty.
Come on, cupcake.
You savage.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay.
YouTube is going to be mad at us now.
Why? Because we have mocked nothing?
Well, yeah, a lot of them don't understand humor.
Humor, they wouldn't understand humor if it fell on them, and we can only hope that it falls on them in the next week.
I mean, you saw that, my favorite politician.
You mean right now? It's not John McCain. He's still dead, you know.
He's still dead, yeah. No, it's still AOC.
Oh, yeah.
LOL, lipstick or take a lemon.
She's a gamer.
She said that she was upset because conservatives were teasing progressives. Well, yeah.
Boo freaking who?
We could talk about that a little toward the end of the show. I'm trying to help her out because, you know, she needs a little help. So,
you mean next show?
You mean next show because this is the end of the show.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Run us out then.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, we have a lot of material, and we will be back next week at the same bat time, same bat channel. Thank you once again for indulging us in a little free therapy. And before you go, please give a good listen to Goon and our commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by LOL Finally Wakes Up. The conservatives are teasing us, she said. Took you long enough to figure it out, sweetheart. As a public service to you, the Goon is going to provide examples of other forms of humor so you can begin to distinguish between them. When the Goon calls you donkey chompers, that is indeed teasing you based on your Marxist Democrat lifestyle and your overly large teeth. This form of teasing is called mocking. When you're compared to John McCain, the Goon's favorite politician, it is not meant as a compliment. The Goon loathes John McCain even after his death. He also pretended to be something he was not, and Goon tries to uncover the humor in this by comparison, by pointing out that maybe you should rethink that career in serving alcohol to patrons. This is humor by comparison. When the Goon says you are nothing but a Marxist mouthpiece, a whining, hypocritical toady, and a swaggering dictator with delusions of godhood, this is not humor. It is stating the truth and stealing from both Monty Python and Star Trek the original series to do it. That last part keeps the Goon from being sued. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.